Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. The Jungle Book. One day, Mother Wolf heard a roar in the jungle. It was a tiger called Shere Khan. He had found a man cub and was chasing him. "We will keep that man cub safe," Mother Wolf told Father Wolf. "We will call him Mowgli." Shere Khan was angry. He wanted to eat the man cub.
"I'll be back for him," he roared.
As time went by, Baloo the bear showed Mowgli how to make jungle calls. Bagheera the panther heard about Mowgli and came to see him. Mowgli wanted to play with the monkeys. But Baloo and Bagheera said,
"You can't trust monkeys. It's not safe to play with them."
One day, when the bear and the panther were asleep, two monkeys took Mowgli away. He was afraid. Mowgli looked up and saw Chil, the kite. He made a kite call to him, and Chil came over.
"Get Baloo and Bagheera to help me," Mowgli said.
Chil found Baloo and Bagheera and told them that the monkeys had got Mowgli. Bagheera said, "Kaa the python will help us. The monkeys are afraid of him." The monkeys kept Mowgli in a snake house. He made a snake call to stop the snakes biting him. Then he saw Bagheera the panther. The monkeys jumped on Bagheera and bit him.
"Go in the water," Mowgli called. "That will stop them."
When Baloo came to help, the monkeys jumped on him too. Just then, they heard Kaa the python hiss and the monkeys ran away. Baloo helped Mowgli get out of the snake house. Mowgli was safe with Baloo and Bagheera again. Some time went by. One day, Bagheera the panther said,
"The wolves want a new leader, and they will not want a man cub with them. You are not one of them. You are not a wolf." "You are not safe here," said Bagheera. "Go and live in the village."
"One day I will come back with the skin of Shere Khan," Mowgli said. "Then the wolves will see what I can do."
Mowgli went to the village and all the people came out to see him. A woman called Messua said she was Mowgli's mother. She looked after him. In the village, Mowgli lived with the people and looked after the buffalo herd. One day, when Mowgli was with the buffalo, two wolves came to see him. One of the wolves was called Grey Brother.
"Shere Khan is back. He wants to eat you," said Grey Brother.
"Take half the buffalo herd this way and half that way," said Mowgli.
When the tiger came, Mowgli called the herd. The buffalo ran right over Shere Khan. Mowgli came back with the tiger skin. The village people said,
"We want that skin to sell it."
Mowgli said it was his. The people were very angry.
"You have to go," Messua said. "You are not safe here."
So Mowgli went back to the jungle. When the wolves saw Shere Khan's skin, they said,
"You can be our new leader."
But Mowgli said,
"No, you did not want me with you, so I will live alone."
"Trust me," said Grey Brother. "Live with me."
Mowgli did trust Grey Brother,
so he went to live with him in the jungle. And Baloo and Bagheera were happy that he was safe. How much do you remember about the story of the Jungle Book? Answer these questions and find out. Who is chasing Mowgli in the jungle? Who teaches Mowgli to make jungle calls? Where do the monkeys take Mowgli? Which animals run over Shere Khan? Who does Mowgli go to live with at the end? Look at the different story sentences and match them to the characters who said them. We will call him Mowgli.
I'll be back for him.
You are not safe here. Go and live in the village.
One day I will come back with the skin of Shere Khan.
Read it yourself with Ladybird. Level 3. The Jungle Book. Read by Wayne Forrester. Written by Gillian Powell. Illustrated by Gavin Scott. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018.